When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Oh, Jason, are you close?
I'm close. Don't stop.
Bro.
Oh, does your voice do that when you're close? Did you go, huh?
Are you silent?
Know. I don't say
silent.
Anything, so maybe.
Oh, that's right. You're a silent comer. Anyway, here's the tangent. Play the intro.
It's The Tangent with The Fred Show.
Giving you all the we couldn't talk about on air.
Kaylin was saying that her friends, your friend, I mean, I'm talking about you like you're not here.
Yeah.
Your friends apparently are now reading their porn.
Oh my God.
Let's discuss.
I'm so sick of it. Oh,
let's discuss. No. Wait, what are you sorry about?
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah, I'm sick of it.
No matter. So, what is.
Okay. Porn?
So, first of all, how does this come up? And, like, what are we talking about?
So, you know, I'm in the group texts, too many group texts, group chats. And.
Yeah, you have too many damn friends, and it's backfired on you lately. Having to go to Brazil, yeah. Fucking this wedding, that wedding, right. This money, that money. This
what
drama,
money?
That drama. Right. Too many friends. This is why I keep my circle tight, because these people are not, and they're kind of not that cool. So we're not doing shit, really, but
well,
drinking
how do
beer
you start,
and like
trimming it down, because I like them all.
Well, don't worry. It kind of happens as you get older on its own, yep. Sadly. But anyway, I hate to say that. But
oh,
so
damn.
You're in the group chat.
Yeah. I'm in the group chat. This is also in person, but they read these, like, and I don't know if you've heard of these like,
erotica.
They're fantasy, but they're like, it's,
say it like that.
Yeah, it is erotica.
Sorry.
Do you read your porn too?
No, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like the guy like looks like Fabio on the cover.
Right, but it's not just that. It's fantasy naughty shit. So it's like fairies fucking in a forest, or like nymphs, or like weird shit, and they're all into it.
What?
Yes. God, I wish I knew the examples of the names. It's like sci-fi, but it's
porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really odd. And then I saw someone post the other day that they were reading it on a plane and saw someone else reading it on a plane and gave each other a nod. Like, yo, we're reading our porn.
Do they have like a, is it a physical book, or are
yes.
they like reading this on a Kindle or something?
Oh, I think some may have a Kindle, but I've seen physical books. I don't like sci-fi in itself, let alone, like, there's Pornhub. Like, what are you doing?
And then when you, okay, so you read your porn,
right.
And then, because most people watch porn for a purpose.
Yeah, like,
to get
like
to
right.
They do?
Right.
Oh,
you just watch it for hell? Okay. Well, I'm just thinking, like, do you
watch
put,
it for hell?
Do you put the book down in, like,
yeah.
diddle?
Yeah, they do.
Oh. Because
it'd be hard-pressed to read and diddle. Like, at least the video, you don't have to, it's mindless. I can
right.
just watch it and motivates
plays.
Me.
Right, they get horny, or sometimes they'll, like, get their husbands or boyfriends or whatever and diddle them. But I just,
oh.
I don't, fairies fucking doesn't get me going. And I'm sick of them
doesn't?
Talking, about no, and I'm sick of them talking about it all the time. Like, did you do the, you know, the whatever in the trilogy of, I don't know.
A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yes,
oh.
yes.
Do you want me to, I have some excerpts here. Do you want me to read them?
Yeah.
They're filthy.
From A Court of Thorns and
no,
Roses?
No, this is Night After Night by Lauren Blakely.
Read it to me.
Oh.
Read it to us.
I mean, no, this is actually fucking filthy. Like, it really is. He dove his tongue inside her,
oh,
setting
God.
Off another shattering moan that was music to his ears.
Oh.
She was quite an instrument to play, so finely tuned. And if he touched
God.
Her right, she made the most glorious sounds, raw intense, absolutely delicious noises of pleasure as he plundered her with his tongue.
Plundered.
She grabbed his hair, yanked, and pulled him closer as he told her to do. He thrust one finger inside of her, crooking it and hitting her in the spot that turned her moans into one long, high-pitched orgasm. It's not that easy.
Right. This other book's got, like, there's like five books in this series.
Did you find them?
Yeah. A Court of Mist and Fury.
Yes.
A Wings and Ruin.
Sex, Love, Repeat. Atonement.
But those are like people fucking, not the fairies and the garden nymphs and the gnomes.
Protecting What's His by Tessa Bailey.
I needed this
last
weekend.
It's a lot of oral sex.
Last weekend I needed this because I didn't know Texas banned Pornhub. Did you know that?
Stop that.
Did you try?
I did.
And what does it say? Like, you perv, you can't look at this.
Yeah, it's like, as you know, government, movement, XYZ, bill, blah, 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 blah.
Never going to Texas.
Yeah.
I was like,
were they all banned?
What? Well, I didn't know which other one to try.
Oh, you didn't? Why didn't you text me?
That's interesting. I needed this Fred reading about plundering and... Except less
about
her
getting
and
eaten
she.
Out? Yeah.
I didn't need the her.
Wait,
and
do you
want to
see if I can find some gay erotica for you?
Yeah,
oh, my
yes.
God. More than anything. I thought you'd never ask.
They yeah, so don't try to watch porn
hey,
in
now
Texas.
That's in a thing, state? Isn't? Wait, what?
No, I'm saying they banned it in the biggest state.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like, what are y'all doing down there?
Right.
Now that's a thing. Like women, straight women like watching gay sex, right? Or some do.
Because
I've met a few straight women who have told me that they like watching two men get it on.
I haven't, but I would. I mean, I'll try anything.
Let me see here. It's a little harder actually to find.
Sure.
It's, yeah. Gay men reveal the queer romance novels with the best explicit scenes. I don't know. It's not as easy to find.
Hmm.
Who's the guy who was married to Sofia Vergara? What's his name?
Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, so he was on Watch What Happens Live and said that he was in True Blood, and a lot of fans write fan fiction about it, you know, so they make a show even hornier. So a fan wrote him this book and handed it to him at this, like, convention, and the next day asked him if he liked it. He's like, I loved it. The whole book was great. He admitted he never read it. Turns out when he read it, it was about him fucking the fan the whole time.
Oh,
like,
they made
it, and like, he told him, yeah, I love it, and he's like, now I don't know where he is, but I told him I loved his, like, gay erotica.
I mean, I don't mean to generalize, but I guess psychologically or whatever, it's been said that women tend to be less visual, like, about these things than men, like a little more mental about being turned on. I mean, I guess it's more of a psychological thing for you guys than it is. Like, man, I think we just look at people fucking and get turned on.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't even necessarily need to know the person's name. Like, if there's a hot person there and wants to have sex and I'm turned on, I would probably have sex with them.
Right.
I think a lot of women are incapable of that.
Yeah.
From what I understand, most women I know are like, nah, I need a little more than that. Like, I need a little more of an emotional connection. And so I guess I can see why this literature works, because it's very sensual.
I guess, but I don't need all those old-timey words, whatever you said. Like,
well, and
plundered
it's also,
her.
Like, the excerpt we just read was very female-focused, which a lot of porn is not. A lot of porn is like some, you know, Johnny Sims with a 4-foot dick, like, just,
correct,
you know, jackhammering these chicks, and you're going, like, how on earth?
That's why Bridgerton and 50 Shades of Grey were popular with the ladies, because it was like, you know, you don't often see... us being pleasured in a way that's believable, I feel like, in porn.
So are you into it now? Are you going to go start reading these books?
Absolutely fucking not. And I'm sick of them doing that. That honestly might make my circle smaller, because I can't hear about whatever the Tale of Fire and Ice or whatever.
A Court of Thorns and Roses.
I can't hear about it anymore.
Yeah.
Is in the works to be a TV adaptation.
Oh, great. Now they're going to all be horny, texting me.
Yeah, I don't get into that fanciful shit either.
I don't know.
And I tried to read. I can't talk anymore. I'm out of words. I tried to read 50 Shades of Grey, like, the first one. Was there only one or a couple? I don't know.
There's three.
But when it first came out and everyone was, like, going crazy about it, I went and bought it. And I'm like, okay. And I, like, laughed out loud several times. Like this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me with this. But I guess if you're, like, don't mean to generalize or stereotype, but if you're a housewife or you've been married for a long time, you're not getting laid, you know, life takes over, kids, work, whatever. Or maybe just the effort isn't there anymore, and you read this stuff, maybe it's a turn on because it's like, you know, he was just doting over her.
Well, it's a hot rich guy who has, like, a room of pleasure and
pain. Who was obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He and you know, who flying her around.
Want that. Right.
Right. I would want that, but yeah, I don't like to read my porn. It's not for me.
yeah, I don't think it would do anything for me. The other one I don't get, and again, I'm not, I don't kink shame, I don't judge, but the like anime erotica,
cartoons fucking,
I really don't get that one. Yeah, like, why don't we just watch people fuck? Why do we have to watch cartoons?
Cartoon is not hot to me.
Yeah.
Do you like cartoons fucking?
No.
A couple people we work with do, and I wish I didn't know.
Wait,
that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll give you one out of three guesses.
I can think of two right now who love anime porn.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had a real drunk meal one time, and he was saying all of our... You were there, right? We were playing Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How could I forget?
Oh, yeah. Jason's coworker, who he's in love with, chose to fuck a Ninja Turtle over Jason. And
is that one of the anime porn guys?
For sure. Yeah. But then also, right next door,
least surprising. Actually, you're right. Two least surprising things. Right. Yes.
That's what I said.
Right. Yeah. I guessed it immediately. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's when you know, you know.
I will say, like, sometimes in porn, though, I would watch something that, like, I wouldn't do in real life. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like sometimes if it's like the more wild it is, I'll still, like, you know, do something diddle to it, but I wouldn't, like, necessarily do it in real life.
Yeah, it happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some gross stuff.
Yeah.
And again, not kink shaming, whatever you're into, but, like, what did I stumble on the other day? It was like a...
Yes, what did you stumble on?
Her name
on
is Cream Pie Kathy.
And are you sure you stumbled upon that?
My new Instagram. Well,
Jason's nicknaming in high school.
I do love a cream pie. I mean,
yeah, next to off Jason over here.
Yeah,
everybody love that. Like, well, does every guy love that?
I think so. I think especially as somebody who's like not in a relationship and not, you know, certainly not wanting to have kids with anybody by accident. I think it's just taboo. It feels a little dangerous. It also just physically feels better.
Yeah,
for whatever reason. But like this was like a gangbang, and everybody got to go.
Whoa.
And so like
My god,
right? So like
Kathy's pH must be.
So like dude would go and then another guy would get there, and then in the same place where that guy so like they're all just basically like covered in each other. It was disgusting. Like even I was
how long did you watch for, Fred?
I mean, like 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Kathy needs some boric acid, man.
I mean, oh my god,
and to sit on the toilet for a while.
I was like, how many? Yeah. I mean, really, Kathy?
And why Kathy? Like, I feel like everybody has an Aunt Kathy.
I mean, Cream Pie Kathy. I mean, you are living up to your name. Oh, you really are. You are really a woman of your word, aren't you?
Wow, that's a niche.
But like, I'm grossed out. In my mind, I'm grossed out if I'm aware. If I'm aware that a woman is intimate with another man and me, I don't think, like, I like in my head to believe I'm the only one at a time. And I know that's probably not true, but there's no way that a dude could do that. And then I'm like, okay, I'm next. And then just stick it in. There's no way. Like, to me, that is just gross.
Yeah. I have a straight friend who, like, is very much not homosexual at all, but he and another guy friend did stuff to a woman they met at a bar, but, like, never did stuff to each other. So, like, they didn't consider it to be weird, but, like, this one lucky woman.
They crossed swords?
They didn't. He said they didn't touch or anything, and I'm like, you could still get turned on?
I told you I went on a date with a girl. And on the first date, she told me she got Eiffel Towered by two Blackhawks. And I'm like,
wow.
Whoa.
Like, what?
I thought you said something else there.
And then they did coke off of her afterwards. And I'm just
my God.
Wow.
And this was a long time ago. I don't know who they were. I didn't ask any more questions.
That's a penalty.
Right. But I got to be honest.
Icing right there.
And it was consenting. And I mean, she didn't seem ashamed by it. But I got to wonder if these two guys were just like, what can we get away with?
100%. You're correct.
I can't imagine they had a lot of respect for her in this situation, but everybody agreed to it, and it is what it is. But I'm like, I'm still on the first date, you know, drinking my fucking Moscow Mule, and I'm just like, are you out of your fucking mind right now?
Right.
Like, why are you telling me this? Like,
what did you ask her though to make her tell her?
I certainly didn't ask her if two Blackhawks Eiffel Towered her. Like, I mean, that's not what came up.
I don't understand why women tell you this stuff.
People tell me all kinds of shit, and I can't blame them because I typically am responsible for asking the question. I don't know it. You guys know I'm morbidly curious. Mm-hmm. I ask questions I don't want the answers to. I do it at work. I mean, all I do is try and extract information from people. It's what I do. I'm fascinated by people's answers. I'm also fascinated by how far people will go how much they'll tell me. It's a sick little twisted game. But the problem is it doesn't do anything for me. Like, I don't like the answers.
Correct.
It's not like I'm turned on by that. I was like, oh, fuck, really?
Right. So okay. Stop. Why are you being a masochist?
I don't know. I hate myself. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know. It's possible I hate myself. I'm not sure. I mean, it's a fun game. It is a little thrilling to see what people will tell you. The problem is I don't need the information most of the time.
Right, it kind of always ends badly.
No, it never ends well. No.
So I don't know if it's fun.
Because right. that's not one that you forget right. about, unfortunately.
No.
You know, that's not a visual that you get out of your head.
No. And that's just for her. She should keep that in her spank bank.
Yeah, she told you the player's name?
Yeah. No. Well, and it was a long time ago. Yeah. And, yeah. But I'm just like, oh, are you serious right now?
Right. I'd be turned on and be like, hell yeah.
Well,
Eiffel Towered and coked out off you?
Yeah. That's a power play right there.
But I would have to, this sounds bad, but I would have to really not care about the person if I was
Doing coke off them? No,
you can't waste good coke. But I've never done coke, so I can make that joke. But I can't imagine having any emotion for a person that I'm sharing with another man in any form.
Oh no,
I just can't.
I don't.
It doesn't. It just really bothers me. I don't either.
If you watch your girl fuck another woman?
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Oh really?
That's fine. No, I'll tell you this much though. If I'm being really transparent, I think it might make me jealous if another girl is able to get a reaction right. out of my girl that I can't.
Okay.
I don't know that I would like that. Mm. So I don't know. I just don't really like to fuck with that. Like let's just be one on one. How about it? How about we don't need other folks?
How about just you and I, babe?
Right.
Let's be traditional.
Right.
You and Brad and Trevor right. and all those
dudes. They can stay home.
Yeah, you were in a frat. You never did weird shit like that?
No. No. Damn. No. Mm-hmm. I've had threesomes, but it had nothing to do with the fraternity. Oh. And by the way,
you're a brother for life.
Never right. my idea. Never my idea. Oh, no, they were girls. It was two girls. And never my idea.
I think sometimes women like suggest that because they're curious about being with another woman, but like that's the easiest way.
I 100% it happened twice, two different sets of people, and I 100% believe that that's what it was.
Right.
That one of the girls wanted to get with the other one, and the other one's like, oh, whatever, I'm okay.
Like, Fred, go out there and make us a snack, I feel like,
honestly,
is how that would go. Mm-hmm.
Because it was all fun and games until it came time, because I was always dating, like not girlfriend, boyfriend, but I was always one was more invested in me than the other. And it was all fun and games until it became the other girl's turn.
Uh-uh.
And then it always got weird.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't recommend it. I think you got to be in a situation where, like, everybody's on the same page. Nobody cares about each other. Mm. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you got to go to like one of those clubs where everybody does this stuff or whatever. I don't know, because I just feel like somebody's got more feelings than the other, and somebody's not going to like how it turns out.
I do want to go to one of those sex clubs where like you hook up like with your person, but like other people are doing it around you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. A coworker of ours also told me that they go to one of those, and I. You know,
like an orgy,
but like you're not doing stuff with other people. Like they could like watch you, or like you could watch them.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, I'm not allowed in there.
Oh
so.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I would be like, I kind of want to fuck her.
Oh, even, the other person.
Like I feel like I would be distracted by.
Well, you watch porn. It's kind of the same.
Yeah.
Like live.
It's not
action.
Real though.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah,
action.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know.
No.
I'll have to get back to you on that one. Okay. Let me get in the lab and think about it some more.
Hit up Cream Pie Kathy.
That's a real thing, by the way. You're welcome, Cream Pie Kathy.
There's a niche for everyone.
But I was just like, wait a minute, he's going to do, oh my God.
You were clutching your pearls.
And then I'm like, well.
He's like, what's the cleanup on? Oh no, he just.
There is none.
Going.
There was no cleanup on aisle 9. None. Zero. But then I had to sit there and, well, how long is this going to go on?
Right. You do need to sometimes see how it
went on for quite a while. There were a lot of guys that were Ready?
What did you search for?
And who wants to be the last guy? I mean, I'll go first, I guess. I'm not going. I'll go home. Stop by, you know, White Castle on the way home to reward myself. No, I don't. I think I searched cream pie, and then I mean, how could cream pie Kathy not come up?
Right, that's her thing. I was at a sex show in Amsterdam, and this like woman had a banana in her hoo ha.
Oh,
she also smoked a cigar out of her hoo ha. That was a whole different thing.
That's fascinating.
But she brought dudes from the audience up, and we pushed my guy friend up, and they all had to take a bite out of the banana, and he got the last bite.
Oh no, man,
traveling the world, they're wild other places.
Okay, I gotta go.
Okay.
Cream by Kathy's calling. I gotta go. She wants me to be in her next feature film.
Oh boy!
this filthy.
I'm busy that day. All right. This got nasty. And put it like an NC-17, or actually make it like 21+ warning on this one.
I don't know.
or fucking delete it. Yeah, that's fine too. This episode's brought to you by Cream by Kathy. Bye, guys.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.